I'm Brian Burkhardt with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for September 3rd, 2026. A worker was killed early Wednesday at a Madison County advanced automotive manufacturer. As Curtis Tate reports, the company just announced the expansion there.
Madison County Deputy Coroner Carlos Coyle identified the worker as 33-year-old Bradley Klaus of Richmond. According to Berea Police Sergeant Barry Manley, Klaus was a maintenance worker who was working on a machine at Estamo Americas when it failed.
Out of the 10 years I've been here, this is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this happening.
Coyle said Klaus's body was taken to Frankfurt for an autopsy. The State Division of Occupational Safety and Health Compliance is investigating. A $112 million expansion of Estamo's Berea operations, Governor Andy Beshear announced Tuesday, will add more than 100 jobs. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
A new survey offers a detailed look at health and well-being among LGBTQ+ Kentuckians. The survey by news outlet Queer Kentucky included nearly 600 LGBTQ+ Kentuckians and found significant disparities in healthcare access, mental health, and safety. Those gaps in care were especially pronounced in western and eastern Kentucky. Statewide, nearly 70% of respondents said the political climate had negatively affected their mental health, while 15.2% reported physical assaults tied to anti-LGBTQ+ climates. Healthcare access is another major concern. Nearly half of respondents have never been tested for HIV, rising to more than 67% in western Kentucky. Rural respondents were also more than three times as likely as urban and suburban respondents to report a provider refusing services related to LGBTQ+ care. The study also finds community belongings play important protective roles. People reported stronger LGBTQ+ community connections showed substantially lower rates of harmful behaviors. Two teenagers are in police custody in connection with last week's shooting that left a child dead at a Jefferson County Public Schools bus stop. Jess Clark with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting has this story.
Police say it took 6 days to track down and arrest two teens they say are responsible for the shooting death of 16-year-old Danity Green while she was waiting for her school bus. At a press conference, Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg said information from witnesses and the city's controversial Flock cameras were key in locating the suspects.
This is what is possible when we work in partnership with our community and provide our public safety professionals with the resources they need to enforce our laws.
Police say Green had an ongoing conflict with one of the suspects, and when she refused to fight her at her bus stop last Tuesday, the second suspect shot her. Both are charged as juveniles for now, but Greenberg and other officials say they would like to see prosecutors charge them as adults. I'm Jess Clark in Louisville.
Another Trump-endorsed Republican running for federal office in Kentucky removed some references to the president from his campaign website. Despite previously touting Trump's endorsement, especially through the primary, Congressman Andy Barr changed the top of his website to remove a prominent reference to the endorsement and changed out a photo with the president. Here's what Barr's opponent in the U.S. Senate race, Democrat Charles Booker, had to say on the subject.
He can try to take Trump from his website, but he can't remove his lips from Donald Trump's boots. People know who Andy Barr is, and they're not going for it.
A spokesperson for Barr says that he's proud of Trump's endorsement and will fight for Kentucky alongside Trump in the Senate. Recent polling has shown Trump with approval ratings of 33%. Some Republicans have expressed frustration with the tariffs, stubbornly high inflation, and elevated oil prices as the Iran war drags on. Kentucky is in the middle of a stretch of dangerous heat, with heat advisories covering much of the state and excessive heat warnings in parts of western Kentucky. The National Weather Service says temperatures are reaching the mid and upper 90s, while high humidity is pushing heat indexes to around 100 degrees or higher in many areas. Forecasters expect the heat to remain at its worst through the end of the work week, with limited relief overnight as temperatures stay in the mid-70s. Some parts of eastern Kentucky could also see heat indexes between 100 and 105 degrees. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible as the week continues, but they won't bring widespread relief from the heat. More noticeable cool down is expected over the weekend with temperatures falling into the mid and upper 80s and remaining closer to normal early next week. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.